I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we start in the States, in Arkansas, where another execution of a death row inmate is scheduled to take place tonight. 38-year-old convicted murderer Kenneth Williams is the fourth of eight inmates the state wanted to execute by the end of the month before its supply of a capital punishment drug expired. Four of those men won reprieves, so this is the last execution for now. AP reporter Andrew DeMillo witnessed the first of two back-to-back executions earlier this week. We'll ask him about that. He joins us now from Little Rock. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Kenneth Williams being put to death tonight. He was serving a life sentence for killing cheerleader Dominique Hurd. He taunted her family after he got the life sentence and not death. Then he killed two other people after escaping prison in a barrel of hog slop. But we understand he has appeals out today. Based on what?
It's based on multiple issues. The latest appeal that we've seen filed in state court today is actually dealing with the method of execution itself. His attorneys are raising questions about the double execution that occurred earlier this week of Jack Jones and Marcel Williams, and raising concerns about the process that happened with that and some of the differing accounts of what happened, at least with Jack Jones.
Well, that was the execution that you witnessed of Jack Jones Monday night. First of two inmates executed that night. Witnesses say they saw different things. Some said he appeared to speak after the drugs were administered. Another said he gasped and gurgled. What do you say?
Immediately after he completed his final statements, the microphone was turned off, and I could see his lips moving. I'd say for about a minute. Since the microphone was off, it was unclear whether or not he was speaking or what he was doing by moving his lips. Mm. There, however, were other witnesses who testified before a federal judge that evening after Jones's execution, who said that they saw his mouth move about 5 minutes into the execution, open and close. And there was some dispute about what that meant. Attorneys mm-hmm. for Marcel Williams, who was the second inmate executed that night, had argued that it was a sign that Jones's execution was inhumane and torturous.
Because there isn't supposed to be movement 5 minutes after this execution drug is administered. So, first of all, two things. It must have been tough to witness that. But tonight, Kenneth Williams is scheduled to be put to death. Is the thinking that his appeals might have any merit?
I don't know. I can tell you based on the past week or so of these executions and planned executions, if those are any indication, it's still going to be a very fluid day. We're going to see a lot of legal action over the next several hours in both state and federal court, and likely leading all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. The question is whether or not it will end up delaying or scrapping the execution altogether, and what we'll see, whether or not it will see anything happening at the last minute. But based mm-hmm. on what we've seen from the past few nights of executions, we'll definitely see a lot more action and a lot more filings and wrangling over the day.
And just very briefly, Andrew, this is happening because the drug that's used in these capital punishments has expired. What happens going forward? Is the state going to get more? I mean, what happens?
And that's what's unclear. The state supply of midazolam expires, I believe, on Sunday at the end of the month, and the state has said it does not have another supply of the drug, and they've also said it's been very difficult to find a new supplier, even with a law they have in place that keeps the source of its lethal injection drug secret. So that's going to be the next question: is what are going to be the efforts on finding a new drug, and how quickly they'd be able to find it, if at all.
And much of it manufactured in Europe, and much of Europe against the capital punishment. Andrew DeMillo, capital correspondent for the Associated Press in Little Rock, Arkansas. Andrew, thank you.
Thank you.